कामं भवर्ष पजन्य सर्व कामो दुधा दुघा मही शिशिचु स्म मृजा गाव पयसुबुध स्मृति मुदा निजमभिस्मोक्तमथाच्युतोक्तं प्रवीतविज्ञानविधूत विभ्रम तथा सकामिन्द्र इवाजिताश्रयो नृपान्तं मनुजानुवर्तितः। युधिष्ठिर महाराज he was unwilling to accept the kingdom because he thought that for me so many men have been killed in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So I am so sinful, I am not fit for the throne. But all the great personalities like Bhishma Dev, Lord Krishna, Vyasadeva, all of them, we question, no, there is no fault of it, it was fight, it was right. So you can reign over. So there it is said, Nishamma Bhishmoktam अथाच्युतोक्तम प्रवित्त विज्ञान विधूत विभ्रम। He understood that when such great personalities are giving their opinion that it was no wrong on my part, then he agreed. Sasasa Gamindra Ivajitasraya Gamin Indra Iva Ajitasra. Indra, the king of heaven, he ruled over this planet as perfectly as the heavenly king Indra does. How? Ajitasra, completely being devoted. So the king can rule over the country, my country, the world over, if he takes shelter of Krishna Ajita, and it means Krishna conscious, God conscious, such person, as they are advised in the Shastra, then they can rule over the any part of the world or the whole world exactly like Indra, the king of heaven, he is ruling over perfectly. Paridhupantyam anujan vartit. So in this way, Maharaj Yudhishthira, after being enlightened by what was spoken by Bhishma Deva and Lord Sri Krishna, the infallible, engaged himself in matters of perfect knowledge because all his misgivings were eradicated. Thus he ruled over the earth and seas and was followed by his younger brother. An ideal king like Yudhishthira, he can rule over not only over the land, over the sea, all over the planet. This is the idea. The modern English law of primogeniture or the law of inheritance by the firstborn was also prevalent in those days when Maharaj Yudhishthir ruled the earth and the seas. That means whole planet, including the seas. In those days, the king of Hastinapur, now part of New Delhi, was the emperor of the world, including the seas, up to the time of Maharaj Parikshit. The grandson of Maharaj Yudhishthir, his younger brothers were acting as his minister and commanders of state, and there was full cooperation between the perfectly religious brothers of the king. Maharaj Yudhishthir was the ideal king or representative of Lord Sri Krishna. The king should be the representative of Krishna. To rule over the kingdom of Parth and was comparable to King Indra, the representative ruler of the heavenly planet. The demigods like Indra, Chandra, Surya, Varuna, Vayu, etc. are representative kings of different planets of the universe. And similarly, Maharaj Yudhishthir was also one of them, ruling over the kingdom of the earth. Maharaj Yudhishthir was not a typically unenlightened political leader of modern democracy. Maharaj Yudhishthir was instructed by Bhishma Deva and the infallible Lord also, and therefore he had full knowledge of everything in perfection. The modern elected executive head of the state is just like a puppet because he has no kingly power. Even if he is enlightened like Maharaj Yudhishthir, he cannot do anything out of his own goodwill due to his constitutional position. Therefore, there are so many states over the earth quarreling because of ideological differences or other selfish motives. But a king like Maharaj Yudhishthir had no ideology of his own. He had but to follow the instruction of the infallible Lord and the Lord's representative and the authorized agent Bhishma Deva. It is instructed in the Shastras that one should follow the great authority and the infallible Lord without any personal motive and manufactured ideology. Therefore, it was possible for Maharaj Yudhishthira to rule the whole world, including the seas, because the principles were infallible and universally applicable to everyone. The conception of one world state can only be fulfilled if we can follow the infallible authority. An imperfect human being cannot create an ideology acceptable to everyone. Only the perfect and the infallible can create a program which is applicable at every place and can be followed by all in the world. It is the person who rules and not the impersonal government. If the person is perfect, the government is perfect. If the person is a fool, the government is a fool's paradise. That is the law of nature. There are so many stories of imperfect kings or executive heads. Therefore, the executive head must be a trained person like Maharaj Yudhishthir, and he must have the full autocratic power to rule over the world. The conception of a world state can take shape only under the regime of a perfect king like Maharaj Yudhishthir. The world was happy in those days because there are kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir to rule over the world. Let this king follow Maharaj Yudhishthir and show an example of how monarchy can make a perfect state. There is an instruction in the Shastras, and if he follows, he can do that. He has got the power. then, because he was so perfect king, then a representative of Krishna, therefore, kamaṁ bhavarsa purjanna. Purjanna means rainfall. So, rainfall is the basic principle of supply of all necessities of life. Rainfall. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, annāt bhavanti bhūtāni parjannāt anna sambhava. If you want to make people happy, and both man and animal, there are animals also, they are, these rascal state executive, sometimes they make a show of benefit for the men, but no benefit for the animal. Why? Why this injustice? They are also born in this land, they are also living entity. They may be animal, they have no intelligence. They have intelligence, not as good as a man. But does it mean that a regular slaughterhouse should be constructed for killing them? Is that justice?
This childhood body.
Not only that, anyone, if he comes to this state, the king should give him shelter. Why distinction? Anyone takes shelter. Sir, I want to live in your state. He must be given all facilities. Why this? No, you cannot come. You are American, you are Indian, you are this.
No?
There are so many things. Actually, they follow the principles, the Vedic principles. And the ideal king will be a good leader, and nature will help. Therefore, it is said that during the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, kamaṁ bhavarsa parjanna sarva kāma dugha mahi. Mahi, the earth. You get all your necessities from the earth. It does not fall from the sky. Yes, it falls from the sky in the form of rain. But they do not know the science, that how things are coming from earth by the different arrangement. Under certain conditions the rain falls, and astral influence, then so many things are produced, the valuable stones, the pearls. They do not know how these things are coming. So therefore, if the king is pious to help him, the nature also cooperates. And the king, if the government is impious, the nature will not come. That we have also information in the fourth canto, I think. King, what is it? Prithumana. Yes.
When the earth was not supplying.
He was going to punish the earth. And he said, this is my duty. All the demands there are, I must restrict supply. These people, they think they simply by resolution in the parliament, they will make everything. And they may become all rascals. This will not make the world happy. They will simply deteriorate more and more. They do not know. Here it is. Kāmaṁ bhavarsa purjanna. Bhagavan Krishna also said, annāt bhavanti bhūtāni. Krishna never says the factories will make the people healthy. and strong. Never said. These rascals are up for factories. Huh? The people will be happy. Ugra karma. Everyone will be unhappy, dissatisfied. No natural growth. Why Krishna has said that open factories for economic development? Nowhere will find. Neither is the Shastra. Here it is said that all economic development will be complete simply by regular rainfall. Kamang bhavarusapajanya. Kamang means all necessary. They do not know, the modern people, scientists, philosophers, politicians, they do not know this. Kamang means necessities of life. We have got so many things. But how it will be supplied? Here is clearly said, kamang bhavarasa parjanya. And how parjanya will be regular? Jagyan bhavati parjanya. Where is that program? Where is jagga? In the Kali Yuga, other jagyas are very difficult to perform. There is no money, there is no qualified brahmana. Therefore, this jagga, jagyai sankirtanai praye, jajanti hi sumedhas. Those who have got brain substance, not cow dung, they will check this process. Jagyai. Let everyone chant Hare Krishna, home to home. Whatever they have got all right, just begin chanting. Just see, whatever. We are trying to introduce this chant. But the rascals will not tell it. What can be done? There is no loss if they chant Hare Krishna worldwide. Where is the loss? But still there is not. And everything can be had. Sarvakama dudha mahi, mahi. Krishna, he is the mother. How he has arranged this mahi? Everything is coming. Actually, you find that rose flower is coming, the mine is coming, the gold is coming, the coal is coming, the petrol is coming. Everything is there in the mahi. Who has arranged it? Let's see. Sarvakama dubhavahi. And if there is regular waterfall, then you get everything, supply. And by performing yoga, you get regular waterfall, rainfall. And in this age, all other types of yoga is not possible. Kalo. Harinnama, 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 Iva Kivalam, Kalo, Nasti, Nasti, Nasti. So introduce this. What is their loss? If everyone, home to home, or work to work, factory to factory, let them factory, let there be factory. But chant Hare Krishna. Let all the factory members be engaged in chanting and the supplying them prasadam. You see, there will be no more strike. There will be no more communistic movement. Everything is there, provided they take it. Everything will be all right. So this is not a sentimental fanaticism, religious movement. This is a scientific movement for the good of the whole world. That we have to convince. by our character, by our behavior, then people will accept it. They think it is another type of religious, so religious means fanaticism. It is not that. Just like they fought the Mohammedans and the Christians, there was fighting. It is that.
Holy wars?
Crusades. These British has created this religious fight between Hindus and Muslims. Before that there was no in the history religious fight. In the history of the whole India. The Mahabharata Kurukshetra fight was there was political fight. There was not a religious on the basis of that you are Hindu, I am Muslim, therefore you must fight. There is no such way. In the material platform, your interest, my interest, sometimes class there may be fight. But why fight and religious means? God consciousness. If everyone is God consciousness, where is the question of why? That's all right. You can take it. Yes.